League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. And whatever you want to talk about, resetting. Our Rockets lost yesterday. They lost to Indiana. Halliburton. How about Miles Turner just throwing down threes?
What
is the deal?
It was like not even hitting rim. It was all net.
It didn't even look like it went in. It went, hey, what's that? Did that go in? Because it was perfect. It didn't
Carl
even move the
Anthony
net.
Turner.
No.
He's just shooting, just gunning away. I'm like, is that Miles Turner again?
Texas legend Miles Turner.
Steven Adams can't do that. How about the double big lineup? Did you see it when he went to double big lineup? He went to Steven Adams. They came back with trash-ass Reed Shepard.
Right.
And Steven Adams, and it was Tari, Reed Shepard, Alperin, Steven Adams, and then I can't remember, maybe Ahmed. And it was probably Ahmed. And I just kept thinking, how long are you going to be able to do this double big lineup? And it actually worked. Like, they were actually successful with the double big lineup for a while. And then they started splashing.
Steven Adams, while he was on the court, it was a zero. Amen was a zero, okay, as far as plus minus. It was a zero, Steven Adams. So they held their own. Man, Jalen Green, when he was on the floor, it was just a blowout. It was a blowout when he was on the floor. Jabari as well. And Dylan Brooks, too. But, well, they shot. It was another Jalen game, like we talked about before. 4 for 13. 5 turnovers and 2 assists. There was another Jalen game. Like, Jalen has been consistent. Jalen, over his last 82 games, has been really good. But he has games like this. He was a huge negative yesterday.
Yeah, they came back, and Ime brought him back in the game, and then they went on their final run. I'm not blaming it on Jalen. Just that's how you get to that plus minus. Where in a game where you lose it by 13, how's your starting guard at minus 22? Well, he was part of that final kick with Indiana put him away. We talked about it. He has been good, but the bad is really bad.
Yeah,
and
last night was bad.
Yeah, and so it stands out. And when you average it out, and I don't really do the 82. I do a season. I like to measure guys by the season they play. And the season has progressively gotten better.
He had a big finish last year.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Everything, when you do that, now it kind of warps what's going on. But this season progressively has gotten better. But these games still happen.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Nah, they happen to a lot of guys. I mean, it's not like.
I'm not blaming. I'm just saying we see this, and then it stands out.
Dylan Brooks, who's been great. Who's been great from three, had himself a 4 for 16 last night, 2 for 9. Jabari, a 4 for 11.
He had a big one
between the three of them. Boy, they were awful.
They got off to such a bad start. They got such a bad start. And
12 every for time, 40.
I mean, it was just 12 it for just 40 yo-yoed in the second half. Yeah, but they had their chance. Like, they took a lead in the second half. You don't have any excuse. You didn't play defense down the stretch. You were bad in the first half, gave up 67 in the first half. Awful. Much better in the second half defensively, but then you fell apart with your closeouts and your rotations, and they started hitting threes. And they can shoot.
Let me ask you a question.
Some of it, Indiana just also can shoot pretty well.
Let me ask you a question, and I know it's a matter of numbers, but after the game that Cam Whitmore had against Oklahoma City, he gets 7 minutes last night, and he's 1 for 2. He hits a 3.
Well, 4 starters were out.
I get it. I get it. But this dude's good enough to be a starter.
Well, he told him.
He's good enough.
We heard him earlier.
To be a rotation guy.
You don't have to tell him.
He's not a rotation guy.
He knows.
Well, he told us early in the year, it doesn't really matter what I do.
Remember? It doesn't matter what
he
does.
Remember he said that?
That's actually true. Yeah.
He's actually right.
And it's not like he's right. Well, I think that's why he'll eventually be traded, because there's going to be value for him. But he's right. In a perfect world, you keep him on the bench and he'd be a super sub for you. It should be him and Tari coming off super subbing and giving you those, but Amen's in there, you know. I don't know.
Fred's out, why isn't Cam getting those minutes?
And on the night when Dylan Brooks is 4-16 and 2-9 for three,
The Ime loves Dylan Brooks.
Well, he only got 20. He didn't get 30 minutes.
So. Yeah, but should he have played even 29
minutes? How bad
he had 16 in 29 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
Not a world that exists.
Well, he's been shooting well.
And then shot poorly.
Yeah. No, if you're shooting poorly, he shouldn't be shooting that. But he has been shooting well. I mean, Dylan Brooks has been a positive offensively for this team. He had a bad night. I don't get the Cam thing. I just don't get it. He's a good player. Ime just doesn't like him.
Well, I don't know if it extends back to last year, but you told the story. You were in Dallas for
And
you saw while they were having a big moment,
he wasn't even watching the game. He was sitting slouched in his chair, looking to the side.
And that's a guy who knows that there are cameras and people can see him. So I guess, like we had the caller, what was it, Willie? You don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but the front-facing Cam Whitmore, you think it's better behind the scenes? When you can see some of his unhappiness? So maybe that's the reason Ime doesn't play him more.
Yeah. That whole thing is a real thing. You don't know. I mean, listen, there's a lot of good players that get traded for reasons. There's a lot of good players throughout history that get traded for reasons. And the reasons that go beyond, are that maybe they're just not
we
a
just
great
saw
fit.
A great player get traded for reasons. Now we think it's stupid, but...
Yeah, no, but look how that worked out for
it
him.
All the injuries have taken place.
Well, that was a smart
play. Dallas on the inside felt, for whatever reason, this guy ain't the right one. And he is a beloved there. So it happens.
I give Nico Harrison a lot of credit for, and I don't know if it was all Nico Harrison, some of it was ownership.
NBA Centel said, he's a masochist. He wants people to hate him.
Centel's a parody account, fake account, but
he wants people to hate him.
Well, they hate him.
They hate him. But if that's what he is, he succeeded.
He stood for what he believed in, which is that this guy is lazy. Ooh, yeah. He doesn't keep in shape. Like, I can't have that. Like, I'm with him on this one. The problem is your return on the trade is just simply not good enough.
It was an amazing 25 minutes of Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know.
The guy with an injury history, like,
no.
I get it. If you don't think he's the guy.
I don't know if it's just that.
Dude, move on from him.
Yeah.
You don't think it's just the fact that they don't think he's a winner?
No, they don't think
he's going to stay in shape? They didn't want to give him $270 million because they know he's going to really funk he's
I don't know that his
out.
Logic was all that great, though.
What was his logic?
Went to the NBA Finals. I mean, it's not like the guy's not a winner.
They don't want to give him $270.
Yeah, they didn't believe that he was going to be able to maintain. In fact, they think what he's doing was an outlier considering how badly he takes care of himself.
And you know what? Maybe this was this is going to spur him to show them, right?
I think there is a chance it'll happen.
And now it's going to look even worse.
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to look even worse for
them. It's the fear that you have anytime you move on from a guy who wasn't good with you, that they'll do well and the people will. But you don't worry about it as long as you get the right side of the trade, and they didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't. They really had no chance of it.
Yeah. No.
To be honest, they did try. It wasn't just, hey, I know the reporting initially was. It was just the Lakers, but they reached out to the Wolves, and the Wolves said, no, we're not giving you Anthony Edwards. Cut it out. They reacted like you would when your franchise players is being asked about. No, we're not doing that. So they did ask around. I think they might even have reached out to the Bucks about Giannis. So they did some diligence. It just looks really bad when he goes to the Lakers.
Is he an injury-prone guy? That's what I'm saying. How is that your settling point?
Yeah, see, the story will be it was, hey, Nico and Rob Pelinka got together, buddies, and they made the trade. But they tried to go get a star that would make more sense. It just so happens that those teams like, no, we're We're not doing that. Are you crazy? We're not trading our guy. And the Mavericks were willing to trade their guy. The problem is they got Anthony Davis.
Well, back. The problem is they didn't reach out to any other teams.
Well, who's the right return? I get going after Edwards and Giannis, but who else would be the right return? Like, who else would be okay?
Well, you got to go
well,
star.
Well, it got to be better than Anthony Davis.
You got to go star well, for stars. So it? You may be called out.
Because all the teams who have stars says, no, we're not trading our star. That's kind of how it always goes.
Well, not. Well,
I don't know that they called
I don't
all
know
of them.
That would have been the case here. I don't know. He didn't even reach out, though. Well, nobody knew they were trading. He said, everybody said, wait a minute.
Here.
Lucas was on the block. Who's the star but I wish I'd have known that.
But who's the star here? He wanted an immediate. Look, Anthony Davis aside.
We get it.
But they wanted an immediate player. Star who could impact them for
okay,
the next
wait a minute,
few years.
But wouldn't a... Okay, let me ask you. Would the Rockets give up Alpi?
And Amen.
And Amen for Luka?
I don't know. But I don't know.
But the point for the
well,
Dallas
it's going to be close.
I don't know because...
Alpi and Jalen.
Tillman loves stars.
Alpi,
Jalen every day, all day. You got to make it hurt a little bit. And it'd be Alperin and probably Amen, yeah. And maybe even a pick.
Then you're asking them to change their mindset about what they wanted. But Dallas didn't want young.
But how much better would that be than Anthony
Davis?
And of course,
we already know all the throw-ins.
But you know what? But what they were avoiding, what Nico was avoiding, was any kind of a controversy. Wait, Luka's on the block because it would have gotten out. And then he did not want that.
Yeah,
in the
I
locker
think that's
room.
True.
But they also did not look. They were not looking for young players who were ascending. They wanted an established star, and they had to default to Anthony Davis, and clearly it's not going to work out.
But
their mindset is get us a star who can push us for the next few years and be a title contender.
Isn't that damn you know that nobody else would trade their star?
Be the guys.
No one else would trade their star because they know Luka is, for as talented as he is, he's not in good shape. You know,
you don't think Milwaukee would have traded Giannis for him?
No.
Old as he is? I mean, he's already been talked about. They said no.
Yeah, that it was part of
Giannis is a
the
dude.
Reaching out. They said no.
Giannis
we're not
shows
doing that.
Up. Giannis is in shape, like and Giannis and you're going to have to the one of the big problems is you got to give Luka $270 million and then hope that he maintains his portly figure.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Well,
is he going to like? What does he have?
Well,
to play
Well, he's
for?
Inspired now to do that.
What does he have to play for? Once the money gets this high, you're not ever playing for another contract. If you don't really love ball and care about your legacy, there is no more
and
like right, there's no wait, reason right. for you to
and
work
there's
hard.
A, and there's a thing about having a franchise player in your town is homegrown. It's like saying, do you think the Rockets should have traded Hakeem for prime Shaq?
No one wanted.
They would
that.
Never would have done that because no it's Hakeem. That's how the Milwaukee Bucks think about Giannis. They're not doing that.
It's why like was there talk about Milwaukee. Giannis going being traded earlier?
Well, that's just
that was rumors, and they shut it down. We're not doing that.
Yeah. Well, the rumors start somewhere.
There might have been some.
They may have been inquiring
probably
about Mason. Other teams
probably
with from, Giannis.
Probably started
Giannis.
With my
or
son
the,
Mason.
Or the other teams were inquiring.
819 ESPN. I don't think it was Mason that started it. I'm pretty sure. It might have still come from, and they could have denied it. It could have come from the front office, and they denied it.
Well, it's not happening. Clearly.
We got a break. All right. It's 824 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 703-780-3776 is the number. Our Rockets lost. A&M won, though. It was a good game. It was a good basketball game. It was a good basketball game last night. Boy, did A&M just dominate the offensive boards. Holy crap. It just seemed like every rebound, if Auburn was going to get back in there.
Every category they got outshot, and yet they won offensive boards. They won the boards by like 16, I think, 17.
It was incredible.
Better turnovers, but it's almost like, how did they win? But they won because they got second chances.
Yep. Yep, they got second chances, and they all the hustle. Auburn's a pretty good basketball team. I think it's wide open. I thought Auburn is a really, really
great,
good team.
This is going to be a great tournament because there's just the SEC alone is loaded.
Yeah. Big ups, DJ Daniel. Did you see the kid? He survived cancer, and they made him a Secret Service agent in the speech last night.
Oh, huh.
He's wearing an Astros pin. Will Kunkel pointed that out.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I didn't see the pin either, but you could see it. it zooms in on it. The little kid that survived. I mean, it's a touching story, really a great story. And the kid survived, and they made him a Secret Service agent, and a little 13-year-old kid.
I turned for a little bit. I paused the Rockets game. I turned, and it was like, it's really gotten wild. It's not like it used to be. It's a really wild scene now.
There's no.
It's a lot like, you know, when You know, when they're in Parliament?
Yeah.
And people just stand up and the Tories and the whoever yell at each other.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I watched something and I'm like, oh, this is a lot for me. I'm going to go back to the Pacers game.
It's, I mean, I really believe that.
We are a cartoonish country now. It's just a lot. And people are screaming, booing in the
guy from
Texas or Houston.
Serious people.
Al Green was doing his thing, and then they started yelling at him, and he's like, oh, and he had his cane, and he was pointing at people. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, what is happening?
We're really a united country now.
Oh, my gosh.
It really is.
It's bad. It's bad. I watched this for a little bit, and... And I just said, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta finish. Well, I'd finished Anora. I wanted to see Shane Gillis also. I thought it was gonna be good. It was not good on what? Saturday Night Live. I didn't think it was very good at all.
Yeah.
Shane Gillis was on this one too, and I was all excited. And I haven't made it through it, but like his first five segments are almost no laughs.
Except his couple of beers.
Yeah, it was fine.
That was fine.
That was fine. But it mostly wasn't as good. And then I was just, oh, I knew his opening monologue was going to be, because he doesn't get political, but he'll say stuff. But I just knew he doesn't care about making it uncomfortable. And he goes, oh, see, you guys are, I know you're a pretty liberal crowd.
Pretty liberal.
You're probably not going to like this one either.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I was getting the Larry David's like, oh, don't say it. I'm getting nervous.
No. Yeah, he had a couple of jokes for the liberals too. I mean, everyone caught it.
He caught it.
No.
But no, I was just like, let me get back to the Astros. I can't watch this.
Well, Trump is such an easy target for all the comedians when the liberals catch it too. I mean, and they didn't like it. They didn't like it in New York. That's for sure. So Tony makes a pretty good point here. He says, hey, did you see that A&M game last night? Cue 6 minutes of name-dropping and movie talk. Then that's what happened. We got into Anora. And, well, we didn't get into Anora like the Russian kid did. But
oh, see.
No, see. I'm saying,
some standards.
What name-dropping did we do? We were just talking to Anora.
Yeah. I don't know what name. What?
If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it. Watch it with your kids.
No, huh? Don't.
Oh. No, don't watch it.
It's a great family movie.
It's a family movie.
Well, it's about a family. That's true.
It is about a Russian family.
Yes.
Yeah. It's about the Russian
family. And the Russians are big right now.
Okay.
So.
Russians are important.
Twitch has said this, and now we're here.
Everybody's all on board with Russia.
I made
right
a comment
now.
About the caller Israel, yes. And I'm like, Israel's dead to me. And they say, clip that and send it to Netanyahu on Twitch. I meant the caller. I'm not trying to make a political statement.
Not Israel, the people in the country.
Oh, the caller.
The caller.
Oh my gosh!
You and Kyrie.
Why does Lance hate Israel?
Put on your pin, Lance. Get it from Kyrie. Put on your wear a bracelet. Or
oh
put on the
my
pin.
God! Don't go, Kyrie. Okay.
He's out.
Well,
he's torn
out.
ACL.
He's got time now.
Torn ACL.
Doesn't happen in basketball that much.
No, I don't. Yeah, it really doesn't. I don't know why.
No big
eyes. I guess they don't
you.
Get up to full speed. Like, well, no, I don't know why. I don't know why they don't tear their ACLs more in the
NBA.
Because
they don't. No one.
Smaller
lower
spaces,
legs.
But you see wide receivers do it running routes.
True non-contact stuff. Sure.
Yeah.
You see, and good for him, Saquon Barkley, highest paid running back in history. The Eagles just kind of, they don't have to do it, but they do the right thing, and they say thank you for your service, Saquon. And they give him a contract of, what, $42 million over 2 years? $41 million contract extension. So he's the first running back ever to earn $20 million per season.
What do you think of Devontae? I mean, he's going to – it's going to be –
This is so clownish.
I understand.
This whole Aaron Rodgers and Devontae are best friends thing. Honestly, I'm like a little bit embarrassed for them. This isn't like grown men stuff. This is kind of weird that they have to be everywhere together because they vacation together. And like, dude, this is like Aaron Rodgers all over again. Wherever I go, Devontae's going to go. All right, I guess Aaron's a boss again.
You know, I don't know. If they do break up, Devontae, I've seen it. Hey, how about Devontae for the Texans? How great? Yeah, that would be great.
I'd love it.
Yeah, I would love it too. But you, I don't know how much he. How are you going to afford that?
Well, he's got to take a hometown discount.
Okay,
he doesn't live here,
but he will live here.
He's not from here.
Well, he's from Fresno, I think.
Yeah. So what's the connection?
And David Carr.
Are you going to sign Derek Carr as a backup?
Well, David's older brother was here.
You can sign him for $6 million. That's Devontae? A fair offer that after what fair. You did last year. He's going to be looking for $14
What about
million,
this? Yeah. The Chiefs are in active discussions to trade Joe Tooney. Would you rather Joe Tooney?
Well, they're having to give their franchising. They're going to have to pay a bunch. And so Tooney is going to be too expensive. They pretty much have to. Now, Joe Tooney is the guy that I would look at. I mean, he's immediate upgrade over anything you have. I don't know that they would trade with you, though. I don't know that they're looking to make to, like, are you really looking to help the pass protection of the Texans? The Texans are one of those teams that I'm not trying to help, honestly. If you're the Chiefs, you're trying to stay on top. I'm not trying to help the Ravens, the Bills, the Chargers, the Broncos, or the Texans. I don't want to help any of those teams because you're trying to stay on top. Why would you take away the Texans' biggest weakness? Why would you help them with it? I wouldn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe they wouldn't try to, but it would be
if
nice.
If you want to give me a second rounder, I'll take it.
How about Kenyon Green for Joe Tooney? Okay. Let's do it. Who says no?
The Chiefs.
Oh. Well, they have to,
asked
they
and
would
answered.
Have to agree,
yes.
Right?
That you get can't just give them Kenyon Green and you get to take Joe Tooney.
Kenyon Green and John Metchie. Okay.
They need a receiver.
They do need a receiver. Mm. That's why Metchie had himself a good game. Somebody was out there. John Metchie's going to be the guy.
Everyone does this.
He had one really good game.
Yeah, he has a good game, and everyone's like, be ready. It's Metchie season.
It's Metchie time.
Okay.
Yeah. How about Matthew Golden in the first round?
Yep, he's gone.
No, how about the Texans getting Matthew Golden in the first
round? Oh, he'll be gone.
He'll be gone by then.
Long gone. Yeah, I'm starting to think he may go even earlier than I think. I had him 18 to Seattle, but people are going to like the kid. They're going to love the testing, and they're going to like the tape. He got a lot better. Like, if you watch him at Houston, he got a lot better at Texas. And he got a lot better in the second half of the year. Everything was supposed to be Isaiah Bond 1, Matthew Golden 2, and Matthew Golden outshined him in everything. In production, in big plays at Texas, at the combine, everything that they've done, Matthew Golden's been better than Isaiah Bond. And rumor has it that maybe the teams that Matthew Golden is, Isaiah Bond has played for aren't really all that crazy about him. But Matthew Golden, everyone loves
him. Well, we have an answer to Joe Tooney's next destination. The Bears traded a fourth-round pick for Joe Tooney.
Fourth-rounder?
That's after acquiring Jonah Jackson as well. So,
you might have been right about your theory about not wanting to help out any team.
Because that ain't helping the Bears. Out, yeah. No. I don't think they would want to, but that's a good job by Poles, who has two-thirds. So he gives up his fourth, and now he's got guard and guard taken care of. Now he needs a center. So you can draft a tackle, and then you can maybe get a center later. Yeah. So, I like it for the Bears.
So
that's
Caleb
really
Williams
good.
Can call CJ. Don't worry. I'm not going to be taking so many sacks. Let's call him up. Hey, man, I told Ryan Poles what you said about taking all them sacks, and he's
Do you think he's
going
to put his arm around CJ?
I don't know. Maybe FaceTime him. Maybe FaceTime and go, hey, man, I took what you said to heart. I'm not taking so many sacks anymore.
Is that one of the things CJ told him?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Stop taking all them hits. Stop taking all them hits is what he said.
You really just want to say, hey, man, keep your head up.
Kid, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, kid.
Pat on top of the head.
Yeah, CJ really.
And then, hey, CJ.
Didn't work out too well.
If I'm Caleb Williams, because I'm petty, I'm like, I would have called CJ immediately after the Chiefs game, playoff game. And he thinks, hey, Caleb's calling to give me some condolences. Hey, man, don't take all them hits.
Well, the Texans have a little bit more money. Nico Collins restructured his deal, so they're trying to build up some money. They're going to have to figure out Shaq Mason. They're going to have to figure out some other stuff. Maybe DeNico Autry takes. Maybe they can do something with his contract. We'll see. But Nico restructured his. You know, he's only making 9.8 this year, but he did get 13.5 in a signing bonus. So. Congratulations. 835 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5-713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, come on. 840 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5-713-780-3776 to get in here to hang with us. This sounds like this is fishy. This is fishy. Is Dave? Dave's on the line?
You don't think a Dave could call this show?
No, I don't remember ever having a Dave. It sounds like it could be Gilbert disguised as Dave.
I don't know. Okay. I had a Dave call.
Okay, you've had a Dave call?
It was a real Dave.
Oh, we have a Dave? Okay.
Let's find out.
I don't think we've ever had a Dave.
That's not, for some reason, that's not a normal. No. It's not one. It's a normal name. We just don't get him much.
It just feels like Gilbert. What's up, Dave?
Okay, first off, this is not Gilbert.
This is not Gilbert. Okay, wow. It's okay, definitely not
Dave.
Gilbert.
Totally hey, coherent. Dave, sorry about that.
Totally understood everything you said.
All right, but listen, I heard you guys talking about the joke. I heard Lance talk about the greatest season. I'm not as far gone as Israel, but I will say that nobody's numbers compare to Wilt Chamberlain, and he wasn't even keeping all the stats back then. You know, the man was 50 points, averaging 50 points, 30 rebounds. Who knows how many blocks?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He had some crazy numbers.
And don't get me wrong, I love the Joker. I do love the Joker. But I would love to see how he would fare playing against real centers every night. Because all he plays stretch four. Besides Embiid, there's no one nowhere near his size. And he's playing against a lot of slim power forwards, basically, yep. To be honest. And I would love to see him in the 90s where Akeem tonight, Patrick the next night, David the next night, Brad Doherty the next night, that type of competition that could match his size. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, I actually made the same point you make when I was arguing with my son when we were talking basketball. He's the one that showed me the video that has all the listings of the stats and, like, joke over the last – it really goes, like, since the Jordan era, okay? Let's go. Since the Jordan era – the best season of all time is, I think, this year by the numbers for Jokic. By the numbers. You're right. Wilt is on a different level than anybody. But I made the same point that you made to my son. I said, he's like, you look at this, Dad. You've got to admit now that basketball. I said, listen. I said, if he were playing back in the 80s and 90s, he would have had to play Shaq, Tim Duncan, Olajuwon. He would have had to play Dikembe Mutombo, a great shot blocker. He would have had to play Patrick Ewing, and not to mention Alonzo Mourning. Just there was a lot of guys. Rick Smits would have. It's not a real tough battle with Rick. But
and there's every, some tomato cans he would have abused
he
was, as well.
I mean, he would have played well, but his game, like, had he played in a different era, he would not have been allowed to go out. The coaches wouldn't have let him. That's why you can't compare eras. He would have had to have stayed in the low post for the most part.
And would he have been allowed to be an offensive hub back then?
No, because as a high post or at the top of the key, he can set up offenses. So his stats wouldn't have even existed at that time. And the battles would have been tougher. And his defensive battles. Like, can you imagine? That's exactly the point Dave's making is my point, too. He didn't have to work on defense very hard.
But let's say.
Except high screening rolls is how you have to work. Stopping high screening rolls. You don't really have to work against bigs in the NBA anymore.
No. They're standing outside. I mean.
Who does he remind you of? I think he's just Sabonis with good knees.
Oh, yeah. Prime, but I never saw Prime Sabonis because he gets shots off. Like, the Sabonis we saw in Portland was. Like, that dude barely
diminished,
could move.
His knees, yeah.
But he did have Sabonis' game, though. Yeah, I mean, you are right. Because Prime Sabonis could fly. He could dunk.
Sabonis,
yeah.
If you watch Sabonis in the 88 Olympics, when America decided, hey, we got to go to the pros because we can't beat them, his knees was fine then.
Yeah. But,
you know, I'm not saying exact, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They were very similar.
Yeah,
it's so funny that you're making this argument, though, you say about not playing against centers. The argument against Wilt Chamberlain being the greatest ever is because they said, well, look at who he played against. I mean, and yet, you know, I'm looking right now.
Yeah, that's
true. Everybody's, well, look, he played against a bunch of small, short plumbers, white guys.
Plumbers,
yeah, plumber, yeah. Bunch of plumbers. Wilt Chamberlain averaged 50 points a game and 26 rebounds a game and didn't win the MVP.
Yeah.
He averaged 50.
Who won it?
Bill Russell.
Was it Russell?
Bill Russell
because
won.
Because he won.
Because he won. That's
but he's
right.
On a team.
But this, how could you have better numbers than Will Chamberlain's
Dude,
numbers?
Bill Russell, this is a sore subject with me because, and I didn't watch either one of those guys play, but if you just study it just a little bit, There was no free agency. There was no player movement back then. Once you had the best team, you had the best team, and that was that. And there weren't that many. There weren't that many teams back then as well. I think there were like 10 to 12 teams. Once the Celtics got all those guys on one team, it was a wrap. Of course they were going to win everything. And Bill Russell was a great shot blocker, but Bill Russell was not the player that, not the complete player that Wilt Chamberlain is, but he gets all the rings and all the trophies and all that, and so he's the winner and the ultimate winner. Well, he had a team that was loaded.
Yeah, right.
They were loaded with you know what at the time, you know.
And I'm not trying to get into the race thing, but it's just a fact that the Boston Celtics, Red Auerbach, was the first one to start on the team and loaded the team up with blacks.
Right. No, yeah. That's true. Yep. That's just historically accurate.
Yep.
That's not a
race. Yeah, and they were so well accepted in Boston at the time. So from 19... How about this?
Well, that's a separate discussion.
No, right. But how about this? From 1958 to 1974, and you could go even further. Well, let's go even further. It was basically till 1980, 1981, only two guys that weren't centers won MVP. Only two. From 58 to 80. And it was one time Oscar Robertson and one time Bob McAdoo. McAdoo, you could argue, was a center, but he wasn't really. He was a power forward.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how dominant the center position was. When everybody said Wilt played against nobody. And it was just all MVP.
Only 2 years that it wasn't.
It wasn't. It wasn't a center. No, it was a center every year. Bill Russell, Wes Unseld, Willis Reed, Dave Cowens, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Walton.
Wait. Cowens?
Cowens was a center. He absolutely was. Yes, Cowens was a center.
But he played on the perimeter. So
no, he was a center. He was their center. Yes.
Not Tommy Heinsohn?
No. No, Tommy Heinsohn was a power forward.
Bill Russell was a center.
Collins played after Bill Russell. Collins didn't play with Bill Russell.
Well, how long did Bill Russell play?
Bill Russell played until the late 60s. And yeah.
Dave
Collins was 73. Collins took over for him.
Oh, Collins took over for him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He didn't start until 70.
Yeah, right.
He didn't start until 70. Center and power forward.
Yeah.
6'9", 230. That's center size back
then. But only 2 years, and you could argue Bob McAdoo was Buffalo's center anyway. Oscar Robertson was the only guy that could win an MVP over a 30-year period.
That guy needed to average a triple-double, which was unheard of.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. 848 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got anything you want to talk about?
How many teams do you think were in the NBA when Bill Cowan started, when Dave Cowan started?
Dave Cowan started. How many teams were in the NBA? Probably 16?
17 teams.
How many? 17? Yeah.
Yeah, it had been 16. Somebody must have just been added.
No.
Not a lot of teams.
Not a lot of teams.
So.
Well, and how about when Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain were winning? There were probably about 12 teams in the league.
Yeah, it's not much.
No.
I mean, the Cincinnati Royals were playing back then.
Yep. That's where Oscar Robertson played. Time to talk right now about Champion Energy. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. If you're looking for the best way to get that electricity, I'm telling you, I love Champion Energy. I've been with them for 17 years now, and it just doesn't get any better. Literally 17 years I've been with Champion Energy. Never had an issue. The only time I've ever had to call them is when I was moving so that they can move my electricity over to my new place. I mean, it's been fantastic. It's been fantastic for me, and I know it'll be fantastic for you. And look, they don't know who I am, and yet it's still the best service that you can get. I'm telling you, best service, and I feel like I've saved a bunch of money over the years because of Champion Energy, and you will too. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, this is a quickie. We got Bun B going to be joining us here in a second on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Bun opening up a new place, and we will talk to him about it on the other side. In the meantime, 713-780-3776. In the meantime, our Astros play this afternoon. We'll see if Cam Smith can keep it going. I don't know. Even the Astros put it out. Did you see that? How you like this? They put out Cam Smith and his stats. And the Astros X account was like, how you like this? It's like, we like it. So what are you trying to say here, Astros account?
Get ready.
A good player may end up being a starter?
That a good player might. Now, they're talking about waiting till he can get to the Super 2 gate.
You said Cam Smith looks athletic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Just checking to see if you thought he could play outfield.
Yeah.
You said he looks like he plays the
somebody
outfield?
Somebody tweeted out, you know, I guess he could try. You could try it, but he's a third baseman. He's a third baseman.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Somebody. He's not in the lineup today, so we won't.
Well, Jose Altuve's a second baseman.
No, well,
baseman.
He just gets in and hits and knocks in three runs when he comes in.
I don't
want to
hear about
in.
Anyone
he
playing, oh, he's just a third baseman. I don't know. After moving Altuve to left after the Craig Biggio debacle, I don't want to hear it anymore.
Lance Berkman.
You can't tell me. Yeah, I don't want to hear anyone from Astros Twitter or anyone tell me he's a third baseman. There's no such thing. Everyone here is position fluid. Yeah. You can go anywhere at any
positionless
time.
Baseball is what we're playing now?
What's that?
Yeah.
Positionless baseball?
No. This from the guy that you can't move from left guard to right guard, right?
Hybrid.
You can't do that because it's so different.
No.
But now he wants to move a third baseman to right field.
No. I don't want to do any of that stuff, but they're doing it. So if you're going to do it with Jose Altuve, you can do it with everybody. I thought it was stupid to do it with...
Jose Altuve is a special athlete.
I thought it was stupid to do it with... Now, Berkman had played some right field, but I thought it was stupid to do it with... I mean, Berkman was a right fielder to start with. But I thought it was stupid to do it with Craig Biggio, and now you're doing it with Altuve? That's fine. If you're going to do that, then Cam Smith can get moved too. Everybody can get moved. And I'm looking to see if he has played any... Is there any other position he's played at all?
So this is what Jeff Passan just put out.
Okay.
Cam Smith.
All left field, three games. He did have three games.
Mm-hmm.
And one game at shortstop.
It's not just the two home runs and a triple and seven at-bats thus far. Smith also has walked four times and one strikeout. Power is great. Good swing decisions are imperative. Both together is a rare combination. While the Astros' infield defense would be questionable with Smith at third and Isaac Paredes moving to second, it's going to happen at some point.
Actually, yeah, that's the move.
Yeah,
Paredes plays second. That's the move. And then you've got, I guess...
Dubon can go
Altuve,
in right field.
You got Dubon in right field, Altuve in left, and then whoever
Dubon in center.
I'd rather have Dubon in center, yeah.
You're better, but now how good of a third baseman is Cam Smith? That's a question.
Don't care. Well, we dealt with
you who cared was, when DiCenzo was at third last year, was it?
No,
which
it
one
DiCenzo.
Was it?
Who was it that had his five errors?
Shea Whitcomb. When Whitcomb is at third and he had four errors in a game.
Because he couldn't bomb.
Well, right.
You bomb, and I'm you can bomb it out of the park, and all sins are forgiven.
So he's Cam Devers now?
I don't know if he's that bad. Is he known as being really bad?
I don't know.
Well, why are you just assuming he's terrible?
Well, a rookie coming up and playing third base, you don't know.
I don't care. Just let him hit. As long as you're hitting, I don't care. All sins are forgiven.
You've already moved Paredes to second. You've already got
me and my friend Jeff.
You too?
Yep. It's going to happen. You heard Jeff say... Just lay back and take it because it's inevitable.
Dude did say it.
Paredes the second is inevitable, so I hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my guy, Cam Smith, who I am firmly behind, is getting in this lineup. Breaking camp.
No, they're going to wait until the Super 2.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, just to stave it off.
Yeah. Cam Ward. Cam Smith has heard all the talk, and he has a definite response to being moved.
I play third.
He doesn't play turd.
I don't know if you heard from Cam Smith.
I play turd.
Yeah, I understand, Cam. You know, that's fine.
Billy Brown said that yesterday, too.
I play turd.
I play turd.
I literally play turd.
Yeah. I play turd.
He does play turd. Billy Brown does play turd.
Cam can basically field however. Shea Whitcomb was a problem because he couldn't hit.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make four errors, you better bomb.
Fielding percentage, 947 is not the highest percentage I've ever seen. But he had three errors, and, it could be better.
What, with Cam?
Yeah. Well, 24, well, career-wise, he's got, in the minors, he's got one season.
Yeah, but he could get better.
Yeah, 947. He played 24 games in the minors. What are you going to do? He played 24 games in the minors and had three errors. One every eight games.
I mean,
you're looking at, 20 errors.
20 errors in the season? I'll take it.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Most of them probably won't hurt you.
Big deal anyway.
At third?
We got a guy who gets you out of a double. We got a pitcher who pitches double plays.
We got Bun B coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got Pro Dunk. Okay, so a buddy texted me yesterday, and he said, I I've got me the Pro Dunk, and it is spectacular. He listened to me. He said, and he told Keith, "Yep, I know John, and I want this basket." And he got the basket, and it is the best basket you can possibly have. Okay, this is not even arguable. And he's got little kids, so he wants his little kids. He's got small kids, so he wants his kids in the driveway where they know where they are, where they can raise and lower the goal so that the kids can actually enjoy it. Like, these little kids are not going to be able to play on a 10-foot goal. They can't. So you want the best goal that you can raise and lower so the kids are actually going to be out there. Kids want to dunk. They want to actually be able to get the ball to the basket. And if that's got to be down to 5 feet, oh, well, that's down to 5 feet. But at least they're playing. And they're playing outside, and they're having a good time, and they're exercising instead of sitting inside playing video games. So you're sitting in your car right now going, you know what? That makes a lot of sense for my little kids. I need a Pro Dunk goal. And the big kids love it too because it's awesome. So you're looking for the best way to get that goal. There's only one. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.